And today is Marathon Monday in Boston. Runners are going on in the 122nd annual road race, competing in tough conditions with colder than average temperatures and driving rain and wind. Joining us now from near the finish line is Here and Now's Alex Ashlock. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Eric. How you doing?
I'm well, thanks. So we've got some winners in a few categories. Tell us about the men's and women's winners so far.
Yeah, really a historic day here at the Boston Marathon. Japan's Yuki Kawauchi won the men's race. He's the first Japanese winner in Boston since 1987. The Japanese have a strong distance running tradition. He demonstrated that today. And, of course, Japan is hosting the 2020 Olympics coming up in a couple of years, so they're putting themselves in good position to run strong in the marathon in 2020. Also, history on the women's side in the women's race today. An American, Des Linden, won the race. She's the first American woman to win the Boston Marathon since 1985. She's run very well here in numerous other years. She was fourth last year, also recorded a second-place finish in 2011. So she broke through today with the victory. And again, she's the first American woman to win the Boston Marathon since 1985.
American woman wins since 85. It's great. Also, the wheelchair racers have, you know, been a long popular part of the Boston Marathon. Tell us about the winners there.
Well, we had a repeat champion in the men's race today, Marcel Hug. He's from Switzerland. He won the Boston Marathon last year as well. And I was going to mention the times for the women and men in the elite marathon. The men's time was actually faster than last year, despite the conditions. The
really?
Women's time much slower, and the wheelchair races were a little bit the same. Both the men's and women's wheelchair races much slower than normal because of the conditions. Marcel Hug winning the men's race from Switzerland, and Tatiana McFadden, an American wheelchair racer who has won this race now four times, recorded the victory today. She came back from some very serious health problems last year, had some surgery for some blood clots, and now she's on the comeback trail. She told me the other day she was about 85% before the race, but she performed at about 100%, I'd say, today because she won it.
So, Alex, for the elite runners, I mean, the steady rain and strong wind, it really didn't affect their race times and the outcome that much?
Well, on the women's side, it did affect the race, I think. It was much slower than last year. But on the men's side, the winning time was actually faster than last year's winning time. So I don't really know what happened there, but I can tell you that the conditions were just horrible. I mean, I've been covering this race for 20 years, and I've never seen conditions as poor as this. I mean, the rain was just pelting the runners at times during the race, and the wind was blowing basically in their face the whole way. So I'd say just some amazing performances given the conditions today. And now there are, you know, there are hundreds, thousands of runners out there right now who are still finishing their races. So they're having, you know, they're facing bad conditions as well. So a tough day here at the Boston Marathon.
Alex, this is the fifth anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing. I mean, what are you hearing, if anything, of how, you know, how much is this on the minds of some of the runners and the spectators out there?
You know, Eric, I think it's just something that's going to be part of the race's history from now on. It's been 5 years. It's just remembered. It's just part of the history of the race now, and I think it's always in the backs of the minds of people who are running and participating and connected to the Boston Marathon.
Here and Now's Alex Ashlock from the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome, Eric.